with Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The University of Montana Police Department has met federal requirements to improve its response to reports of sexual assault on campus. The university agreed to the requirements 2 years ago, following a 2012 investigation into reports of sexual assaults at the school by the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education. U.S. Attorney for Montana Michael Cotter spoke at a press conference on campus today.
The broad set of fundamental reforms that has been implemented over the last 3 years has dramatically improved the ability of the University of Montana and Missoula more broadly to protect victims of sexual assault.
The reforms included setting up an external review panel to scrutinize closed sexual assault cases for indications of comprehensiveness and gender bias. They also include revising the campus police department's standard procedures for responding to sexual assault calls and implementing what are known as victim-centered investigations. UM Police Chief Marty Ludeman.
Our officers accumulated about 1,000 hours of training just in sexual assault investigations. That averaged about 79 hours per officer.
University of Montana President Royce Engstrom said the new police protocols and other measures on campus means there's now a big difference in how women who report a sexual assault at the university are treated.
Fundamentally, the difference is a much more knowledgeable, much more caring environment set of people. That's at its core. I think that's what is different. Our reporting processes now are so much clearer than they were before. There admittedly was confusion in terms of how does a woman report, how does a woman get confidential care, what's the difference between the two. I believe that we have worked very hard to clarify that, so now a victim of sexual assault knows how to report and knows that there is going to be a response. Our deepest hope from all of this is that we have 100% reporting of sexual assault incidents combined with a decrease in the actual incidents of sexual assault. I think, though, that the structure that we have put in place here at the university, what has been put in place at the city and in the county attorney's office, our deepest hope is that that gives confidence to victims of sexual assault that they will be listened to and they will be cared for and there will be consequences of committing sexual assault.
The Department of Justice's announcement that university police have met all of their requirements to improve response to sexual assault comes 2 months after Missoula City Police were also given the thumbs up by Justice. In May, the department said that Missoula Police had met all of the requirements of a similar agreement. U.S. Attorney for Montana, Michael Cotter.
The reforms call for an integrated response to sexual assault. The collaborative response of the university and the city police departments has become the model for all towns and colleges, a model that should be copied.
The Justice Department praised the university and Missoula for doing, quote, the difficult work together to create change. Missoula Mayor John Engen.
It's very difficult to read a report that suggests that there's been a pattern and practice of discrimination against a class of citizen in your community. It's very difficult to acknowledge that you can do better and haven't, and that's just my part of it, that you don't have complete control over all of this, that personalities are at play, that you have to overcome jurisdictional boundaries, that you have to overcome some complex bureaucratic hurdles, that you have to manage hurt feelings in some cases and egos. All that's tough. There's a point at which you just have to recognize that you got a problem, and that's tough. But once you get there, you start figuring out ways to fix it. The really gratifying part of this, in addition to knowing that you're helping people, is seeing the best parts of the people with whom we work manifest themselves through these efforts.
University officials at the press conference and U.S. Attorney Cotter said they're committed to sustaining the reforms they've signed off on. The Justice Department noted that through a separate agreement, the university has committed to conduct annual assessments of the reforms' effectiveness and to consider any recommendations from community members, parents, and law enforcement. I'm Eric Whitney.